Hey guys, you're listening to the Anti-Marketing Podcast. I am here today with my co-host Val.
Hello.
And Jay, who owns True Growth.
What's up, y'all?
True Growth. I can't speak today. You're getting me and Val fresh from DC, so if our voices sound tired, we are. But we're really excited to talk to Jay. Tell us about what you do in your shop.
Yeah, so I am the owner of, and this is actually a misconception. Everybody's like, oh, we love True Growth. It's actually just Growth.
Oh, really?
Somebody already took, like, the handle for just Growth, so I had to come up.
I instantly feel like an asshole.
No, you're okay. Good. No, nobody knows it, and I just roll with the punches. I'm like, yeah, True like Growth, it. Now that's Growth. Whatever people call it, I'm like, as long as the Growth is in there, that's what matters.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, we are a shop located in Suffolk. And we specialize in rolling papers that are made out of real fruit and hemp. But we also showcase different herbs because we are a herbal shop as well. So people can come in and create their own tea blends, some smoke blends, bath bombs, whatever may have you, because herbs are so versatile. And we just are here to serve the community and really set the seed for growth.
I love it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you.
How did it start? Like, how are you like, hey, let me do this thing?
Yeah. So a year ago, I was literally working at a restaurant in Virginia Beach called Orion's, and a few months prior, Amazon. So if you would have, like, told me you're going to own a store with, like, 10 employees in a year, I would have been like, y'all smoking crack.
Yeah.
It all started because of the pandemic. In the beginning of 2020, I was actually supposed to open up a restaurant. And so I was already looking at locations, putting thousands of dollars into my restaurant. Mm-hmm. And then COVID hit. And all my investors and everybody backed out because they didn't know how it was going to affect the industry. At that time, I was still in school, and they canceled all in-person classes. So I was like, well, I don't have my restaurant. I don't have no classes. I'm going to just travel. I'm going to take a break because I deserve that. So I went to Colorado. And when in Colorado, of course, you have to
enjoy.
Of course.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed, and I got high off life. And getting high off life, I was talking to my friends, and they were like rolling in different things like Backwoods or Swishers. I'm like, what's in this anyways? So I was like, they have all these different fruit flavors. I'm like, what if it was made out of real fruit? And my friend's like, you are so high, please shut up. Because that, what are you talking about? And I was like, okay. So I came back to Virginia, waited a few months on the idea, and one day I was bored. I was like, let me try it. So after experimenting for about a week, came up with the fruit like papers. I started selling some to friends and family on the low. And then I made a Facebook post and I was like, hey, this is what I'm gonna be doing. I really like this idea. If y'all could support me once I graduate, cool. Woke up the next day, had over 35,000 shares and likes. And I was like, hold on, wait a minute. In my inbox and everything was going crazy. So I had to set up a website, started doing sales like that. And then after going viral in, I think it was January, on TikTok and on Twitter, I was like, okay, I can either keep doing this online and out my house, not a smart idea because it was tiring, or I can create a storefront and really showcase what these papers can do. And obviously, I didn't want to just have a storefront with just rolling paper, so that's when the herbs and stuff started coming, because at the time, weed wasn't legal, so I needed to come up with a different alternative. So I started looking at different things that people could roll, and I didn't want to stick with tobacco because that's not okay.
Yeah.
So,
and that's how we got started.
The coolest part, I think, of all of that in my brain is, like, when you think about who you are, like, a year ago, and you think about who you are now, and, like, the adventure that has, like, led you here. I mean, I see the stuff that you post online and, like, the events that you guys have at the storefront. It's packed.
Yes. Yeah. All the time. We love it.
I mean, tell me more. Tell us, like, more about, like, your cool events, because I think they're awesome.
Yeah. So, actually, the biggest event that we have is our open mic nights, and now they're puffin' mics. So you can come in and, you know, smoke some CBD, some herbs, and really enjoy local artists. It's hosted by Marv P. He's one of the top local artists in the area. He does a lot of hip-hop, R&B, and rap. And he's really, really good. So that's our host. And every other Friday, besides doing the Puff and Mike open mic events, we have things like singles night, movie night, Uno tournaments.
And Uno tournament.
Yes, yeah. The Uno tournament was the first one we did. And it was crazy. It was a lot of yelling and slapping on tables.
Yeah, as it should be.
And it was great. And we just want to continue to do that. We're actually working with the city to try to do, like, a Suffolk block party, or even do, like, a 757 Hampton Roads Cannabis Fest next year. So I'm really excited to really be bringing more to the city.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's cool is you've like you, this like idea that your friends thought you were too high to do has turned into like this community.
Yeah.
Like it's not just like an idea that you had now. Like it's like when I was there, like I was fortunate enough to meet you through Danielle. Yes. It was wonderful. When I was there, I was like, oh my gosh, how does something like this, number one, not exist?
In the first, right.
Okay. Right. And then two, you've created like this very like welcoming, wonderful environment for anyone.
Yeah.
And so it's really special.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And I can't wait to continue to expand. Like, this is literally like phase one out of like 25. There's so much more that I have in store because I definitely want to actually franchise Herbal Bar and Shop. Mm-hmm. And then we also want to do like themed dispensaries and smoke lounges and a resort at the end. But, you know,
it's a lot.
But it is, but I feel like it's the coolest part about it to me is that you came in at the perfect time, at least in Virginia, right? Like you came in at the perfect time, and what you've created, like I said, like, welcoming is the best way to put it. Like, I didn't know, like, I didn't even know what I was, I just, she told me to come to this place, and so I came.
You're like, okay.
I was like, cool, and I watched it, I was like, oh, I like this place, this is wonderful. How did you come up with, like, all the herbs and the things, and, like, was that, like...
To be honest, everybody's like, where you get your inspiration, like, inspiration from? Weed? I don't know. I was smoking. I was like, this would be real cool. Like, if I'm smoking or I'm into these kind of things, this is really what I want to see. And I don't see any, like, rustic, real herbalist places around here. And I haven't really seen any anywhere else. So, and like I said, this is just the first version. It's, by year number three, it's going to be completely shifted. Still same concept, but, like, the visual part of it and the events, and then it's actually going to be a real bar and have finger foods and stuff. It's, I'm excited.
But yeah, I'm excited.
Just when I'm high.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's the thing, too, and, you know, as, like, Virginia has, like, gone through, like, this movement to get legalized and all the things, people don't know that don't know.
Yeah.
That really amazing, wonderful ideas can come out of those moments. Like, they don't realize that, like, creatives and inspiration and all that, like, sometimes get their best ideas, their most successful ones.
Yeah.
What would you say, like, the biggest misconception is? Because I think that is, as, like, we go through all this, there's going to be a lot of it.
Yes. And like, with weed in general?
And with weed, with an herbalist shop, with all of it. Yeah.
So, when it comes to weed, I know, like, growing up, my parents were like, don't smoke, don't do this. And, like, when I made my Facebook post, my grandmother was calling my dad and mom, so she's just sitting here smoking openly and just posting pictures. At the time, I was like, it's just CBD. But I think people think that we're, like, lazy. People that smoke weed don't spend money on nothing else but weed and food, which is partly true. but when it comes to laziness, it's like, that's not the case because I wouldn't even be here if I didn't work my ass off. Excuse my French. Yeah. But
you're not going to offend me.
Okay. Well...
Or the, you know.
It's cool. Anybody else? Yeah. Well, I work my ass off. and it also helps with anxiety and stress and stuff like that because with working so hard, there's days where I don't feel like, you know, getting up or doing anything. And if I just have one little hit of that day, I might have the motivation to get up, you know, make me some breakfast and start my day. When it comes to, like, the misconception of herbs, we have a lot of people who come in and are like, you can smoke roses or you can smoke lavender. It's like... Yeah, people are not informed or educated that you can actually use these herbs to still have the same high, body high, or, you know, whatever it may be. Like, they help with, once again, anxiety, depression, insomnia, and just blending different herbs together can really show you a different side to smoking or using them as a tea or a bath soak or anything like that.
That's one of the things that I thought was the coolest part about the shop is that if somebody is like, doesn't want to smoke weed, doesn't smoke weed for whatever reason, they can go in and still find these herbs that you've put together that are designed to help with those things.
Yes.
And I think that's, to me, like from an, like, whoever I am, but, like, that's the misconception I hear the most is, oh, well, it's, you know, it only helps with this. I'm like, no, it helps with a lot.
A lot.
Yes.
And, I mean, I saw, what kind of herbal buns did you have?
We had, like, period, so that helps with, like, menstrual cramps or any body cramps in general. Cloud 9, which is going to elevate you kind of like CBD does. And then Max Relax, which is for those days where you just want to, you know, just relax.
Chill. You just don't want to think about it.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah.
Why do you, like, do you think you're successful? And then, like, why do you think you are or are not?
I question myself. I think I set the highest expectation and the highest bar for myself. So I believe that I'm on the path for success, but mm-hmm. I don't want to say that I'm super successful. Now, if I take the humble out for a minute, I've had a previous business before where I did, like, chocolate-covered bacon treats, and I've won, mm-hmm. like, local, statewide, and national championships, had Walmart interested, had Farm Fresh interested. Like, I was in over 37 publications, like, throughout my college year. So everybody's like, you're so successful. I'm like, haven't reached it just yet. And mm-hmm. I feel like I know where I'm going and where I'm going to end up. And once I hit that spot and I actually show people what my version of success is, then mm-hmm. I could say that I am. But I'm on my way to success.
That's perfect.
Out of my eyes.
That is perfect. What's your version of success? Like, what's it look like to you?
Being on a beach in Barbados with a martini in my hand and just not having, I don't want to say having a care, but knowing that I have built an empire and a legacy for my family and generations to come, saying that I really set them up for success too. Even if they don't want to be within that industry, I'm actually a serial entrepreneur, so I have other things that I have planned out too that are actually going to branch from this. But just being able to be financially stable and not, like, knowing that there's a really good team behind me that could take care of the rest, mm-hmm. and really being at peace and not having to worry about, damn, did I pay that light bill? You know, stuff that. Uh-huh. Like, I actually need to pay it now. Now that I say it,
you're like, energy bill, real fast.
Yep. So, yeah.
Where do you think that entrepreneurial spirit, like, came from?
I don't even know. I don't know. I know the first sign of it is when I was in elementary, I want to say. Yeah, I was 7 years old, and I loved to draw. So I'd always just draw, and we would always, like, have to read. I don't know what it was for. I think it was, like, an accelerated reader program. So I used to draw my own bookmarks, and, like, my friends were like, can you draw me Spider-Man or something like that? Mm-hmm. And so I would take commission. I was like, I'll draw it for $1. So I sold bookmarks for $1. And once the school caught on, Janae made like $50 today. What's going on? I got called into the principal's office. She's like, you know, you're not allowed to sell on school grounds. And I had to give that money back. And as I was handing out, like, this is fucking bullshit. People telling me what to do with my money and my creativity. I think that's where it kicked off.
That's perfect.
I love that you knew, like, I
immediately.
If you asked me, like, when did you know you were going to be an entrepreneur? I don't have an answer. Yeah. And so you have, that is a beautifully defined answer.
Yeah, that's what happened, man.
You're like, I drew palm bookmarks.
Right. And they got to keep the bookmarks too?
Yeah, they're like, wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah, I need my goods back.
Right.
Yeah. You got to get, I would just be like, you got to buy me a Hostess at lunchtime.
Yeah, exactly. Like, something. Yeah,
it was cool. Hostess.
It was cool, though. It was cool. I wasn't mad at it. It wasn't their fault. It was the school. So
no, I know.
$50 was a lot back then.
That is a lot.
How much candy I could have got back then.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Oof. It was so good.
What's the hardest part been?
Balance. Mm-hmm. Everything happened so fast. As far as, like, the timeline, went to Colorado in March, sold my very first paper in August, went viral in September, and then, you know, went viral again in January. So from September to now, it's just been very chaotic.
Because
I was like, well, maybe in a year or so I'll open up a store, not in 4 months after I made a post.
Right.
So everything is moving so fast, and then, like, dealing with my personal life, a lot of people don't know. Like, as we went viral, I was also going through a divorce. Like, I had just got married. And literally, it was only married for a week before this person decided to cheat. But we're not going to talk about that. And going through school, you know, final semester, having all those hard 400, 500 level classes, learning how to hire people, and then, like, a product of the divorce, finding my own place, getting my own car, and really having to adult and grow up really fast. The last few weeks, I've had a few different, like, breakdowns in Spain. I just got back from Spain, so that was good. But, like, just, I don't know, just finding a balance of being a business owner, a friend, a daughter, and then just being Janae.
Yeah.
And just having time to myself and really finding what I love to do again.
It's hard, you know, 6 years in, however many years you're in.
14? No? Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not easy, let alone in the pandemic with everything else going on.
Exactly.
And opening a store and doing it. That's crazy.
And then adding in, like, those other, like, personal elements. It's it's weird. I think that we tend to find ourselves, like, we either, like, throw ourselves into it or we throw ourselves out of it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And knowing when to do either.
Mm-hmm. And that's literally where I am right now. So mm-hmm. just finding what I need to do, and, like, literally as my friends, like, what you doing? I'm, like, trying to get my shit together.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Making macaroni? That's cool. Sweet. Glad we're on the same page.
Yeah. So, right. Yeah.
It's just hard. And especially, like, I just turned 24, so it's, like, everybody's like, you're so young. I'm like, I know. What am I doing? I don't know. So, obviously something right.
Yeah. Well, that right. I think is, like, the other really impressive part.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine, like, I know who I was at, I'm 34. So, like, mm-hmm. I know who I was at 24. I could not have. Nope.
No?
Who I am at 34, I don't know, could have, like, turned around what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so, like, when we go back to, like, the misconceptions of, like, weed makes you lazy and do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What you have done over the course of the last year, a normal person, high or not, could not have, like, maintained. That clearly makes you, like, a very special person.
I've been told.
Yeah, like, it's like this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate that. And I try to always surround myself with people who are doing the same thing. I'm not sure if you know who Kobe is, Kobe Lomax. That's been a friend for my last, like, 5 years. And, like, seeing his success, like, I get, like, a rush off of seeing him succeed. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, business insider, modeling, this. And it's like, when me and him have one-on-one conversations, we're literally in the same boat, too, because, like, you see all the success, but then when me and him talk, he's like, did you know I had to pay X amount in payroll? I'm like, that's the crazy shit.
Right.
People don't even,
don't
or I had to do this in marketing, or I'm stressed, and, like, everybody just sees, you know, the Instagram posts,
right.
mm-hmm. and, oh, she's so successful, but behind closed doors, we're all like, what is going on?
Right.
I don't even know how to make coffee anymore. So,
yeah.
Right.
It's so stressful. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's the stuff that, you know, everybody has that idea that they're going to support small business and do all these things. But mm-hmm. what they don't see are those conversations mm-hmm. of, like,
yeah,
I have to choose whether or not, like,
mm-hmm.
yes, payroll taxes. You know about payroll taxes? Payroll taxes are the devil.
Yeah, I know.
Oof. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm. oh, I paid payroll, and then, like, 2 weeks later, like, and here's what your payroll taxes are that are coming out. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's wild. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Be like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, those are the things that I think people that want to be entrepreneurs don't think about.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. I also think that's okay that you don't necessarily know all of those things.
Yeah. Because you better jump in.
Yeah. You just gotta do it. If someone had told me, like, this, I don't know. I would have been as excited to be like, I'll just do this. Mm-hmm. I'm in my own business. That's fine.
Yeah. And it's really a journey, too, because it's, even though it could be stressful, it's really cool to actually see and experience it firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, I really didn't know this is how much taxes were. I really didn't know I had to do this part to get insurance. Or it's,
mm-hmm.
it's really a journey, and I'm really appreciative to be on it, even though it's stressing me out.
Well, it makes you appreciate, like, your past bosses, too. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but, like, I, like, will think about, like, past jobs and things that I've had and been like, that thing that, like, really annoyed me or that I thought was whatever, they were going through so much more than I, like, ever could have known.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, they were doing, like, oh, I was kind of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
When I complained about the dress code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah. So.
It's okay, though.
It is okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay. What are you looking forward to the most? Like, what is, like, your, so while you're, like, in this, like, land of stress,
mm-hmm.
what's, like, the thing that gets you, like,
the dispensary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I know that's 3 years down, but I'm already starting to put my foot in the door and trying to learn about the licensing and stuff like that, and really talking to different owners in different cities and states to see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to speak too much on it,
mm-hmm.
but all the dispensaries that I've ever been to, they all seem cookie cutter to me. They don't really stick out. I mean, might be like a different design color, and maybe one has plants, one doesn't, one's more modern, but they're not really, they don't really draw me in. I feel like when you go, weed is such, or cannabis in general is such an amazing herb and just tool that's really just grown natural. I feel
mm-hmm.
like you should be naturally drawn into these places, and it should really showcase an experience. So Growth is going to be doing themed dispensaries, so every dispensary that we have is going to be different, and it's not going to seem the same, like,
mm-hmm.
For example, one of them might be, I don't want to say the first one because that was real clutch. Let me give a good one. trying to give, okay, like a cabin theme. Maybe we have something in Alaska, and like you go up this mountain, it's like a cabin, but when you walk in, you have the full experience. You have the fireplace, the bear rug, people are like, hey, ski out the back. I want a themed dispensary.
I love that. Well, I think that's what's so special about what you have where you're at, too. Like, you're in downtown Suffolk. It is not a place you would expect to find in downtown Suffolk, which I love so much.
Hidden gym.
Yeah.
But you just, you walk in and it makes sense somehow. You're like, oh, actually, maybe this should be here. Maybe this is exactly where it needs to be. And this feels like part of the community. And this feels like, so the idea of you having that in other places is really special.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Anything else you want to say? Anything else exciting?
We just have a lot of growth coming these next few years, so definitely be on the lookout. Obviously, me and my team are still figuring out things. This is literally month number 3 that we've been open.
I was gonna say, yeah.
So it's just a lot going on, a lot of planning, but as we continue to grow, so does our team and the people who are supporting us. So I'm very excited to see what, you know, we have in store. I have a vision for it, but it's going to be interesting to see how it actually plays out. So just be on the lookout and just be with us, vibe with us, smoke with us, chill with us.
And come drink tea.
All that. Everything.
Yeah.
I forgot we had those. Yeah, we got tea.
Yo, the tea is so good. I was like not supposed to have, I was like on a Whole 30 diet. I was like not supposed to have added sugar. And I was like, no, I need that tea. And I definitely tried it. And I was like, it was delicious. If I didn't live all the way in the back of Virginia Beach, I would be
like the farthest point.
I literally live the furthest I could possibly live. I would be there every day getting tea.
Yeah, we have regulars that come in. They're like, yo, what's up? What's up, Joe?
Yeah.
What's up, Joseph?
but that's how it should be. You know what I mean? So you like have that, and then you have like the nights where you come in and people hang out. You have really created something that can literally be for anyone.
Yes. And so, I love that. I'm so excited.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thanks for coming to hang with us.
Of course. Anytime.
And fighting traffic to get here.
Yes. We live. I had to come.
Awesome. Well, bye, guys.
Bye.